T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, gentlemen. The way I look at it, the Penguins and the Steelers are sort of mirrors of each other right now. Some of their biggest stars getting older, supplemented by some pretty good young talent. Not what they were, for sure, as a team. Still capable of making a run. Windows still open. Those are the questions with both teams. Bob, I see them in kind of similar situations right now. You?
Yes, very much so. They do have aging stars. They also have some young guys who can step up, and I think they need more of those guys to step up, just as the Penguins do. When the Penguins were successful in back-to-back cups, they had guys come out of nowhere and play well. I mean, no matter what your top-end part of the team looks like, Ron, you need other people to create roles and then provide in those roles. And I think that's true of both of these teams right now. For the Penguins, they need consistent performance from their bottom six members of that roster. They have to get it. You can't rely on top-end guys, and I think that's a very good comparison to make.
Yeah, I mean, they both are aging. Both have, championships in their history by the guys who were aging. I think the Penguins probably have a little bit longer of a window maybe than the Steelers do. I think Crosby still has some left, and I like their young cast better than maybe I like the Steelers' young cast. But I think it's a very good comparison. Nothing lasts forever. These guys age and move on, and somebody's got to be the next generation to step up. Who is that going to be? And it's going to be fun to watch. Maybe lean years for a while. I think that's a possibility. But I do think the comparison is very valid.
Neither one of you guys believe that the Steelers are going to win this division in this coming season, from what I understand from our previous conversations. Is that correct, and do you think they'll be a playoff team? Ron?
I think they can be a playoff team. I don't think they're going to win the division necessarily. Maybe they can. Who knows how it's going to go. But I would think their best chance is to make the playoffs, and then hopefully something good will happen for them. I don't know that as they're constructed, they're as good as the other teams in the division, meaning Baltimore and Cleveland, even though I'm still not 100% sold on Cleveland, Bob. But I don't think necessarily that I would say they're a playoff team right now. Can they get there? A Super Bowl contender. Can they get there? Yeah. Do I think they're one of the favorites? No.
I would agree with that. I think right now, the way it sits right now, and as I look at these rosters, they'd be third in the division, but that doesn't mean they can't move up. And based on what this offseason will bring, we'll find answers there. They can improve. They can also, find out that they've made some bad choices in this draft and in free agency. But whatever it is, it's an incomplete roster right now. I do think, though, that both Cleveland and Baltimore on paper are better teams. But again, we found out that that doesn't necessarily matter if you don't put it together as a team chemistry. And you got to be able to do both things on defense. And then on offense, you can't turn the ball over a lot. So those are things that as the season goes on. But right now, Joe, they are not, to me, a team that will win this division. But that could change.
What has you convinced that Cleveland is better? The playoff game, I suppose. Yes.
No, not necessarily a playoff game, although that didn't hurt. But I just think they have, an offense that has multiple members who can really do good things skill level-wise. But they really did what I think the Steelers need to do this offseason. Last offseason, what they did was they invested in their offensive line. They had to make some changes there. They had to fill some big shoes, and they did. And it was not a very attractive draft because they didn't have any big names. But what it was a productive draft. And I think the Steelers find themselves in the exact same situation, which is why I'm really bullish, Ron, that they're going to draft heavy on their offensive line. Minimum two picks, maybe more.
Yeah, the reason I like Cleveland better is they can run the ball. They can run the ball with the best teams. I think they were the best team last year, weren't they, running the ball statistically? You know, it's on paper. I get that. They don't play the games on paper. But that, to me, is why I like them a little better than the Steelers at this point, because they can beat you. You know, Mayfield has come on. He's still got more to go, but he can beat you by running the ball. And I'm not sure the Steelers can do that. I know they're going to put a big emphasis on it, Joe, but they still have to actually pull that off.
Do you think that Ben and Matt Canada is going to be a happy marriage, Ron?
I you know, it's not like it's Todd Haley coming in from the outside. I mean, Ben has at least worked with him in the quarterback room, although I don't know if there was a quarterback room last year because of COVID. But I do think, you know, I do think they have a chance to work well together. Yes, I think they know each other a little bit. I think Ben knows what makes Canada tick, and I think the same thing is true about Canada, Bob. At least they've known each other and have worked together.
And I think this was 10 years ago. I'd say no to that, but I think knowing that – I think Roethlisberger wants to go out as a winner, and he knows for that to happen they have to have a productive run game to complement a defense, to make it easier on – their defense by, you know, having the ball more and sustaining offensive drives. So I think he knows that's the key, and I think if that's what Matt Canada is all about, really, is that sort of stuff. So I think he has to endorse that, and I think he has endorsed that, and I think we'll find out if he's true to that commitment. But I think, yes, it will be, Joe.
I wonder probably a little more than you guys do, because until you see what Matt Canada actually has laid out here, as a plan to get this running game going and this offense juiced up, what if Ben doesn't think that's the right plan, you know? And what if it calls for Ben to be under center more and turn his back to the defense more and run more play action and take more hits to get the ball downfield more? I don't know. There's just no way of knowing yet what Matt Canada is going to be like as an offensive coordinator, and I don't even think Ben could know that yet. How it's going to be in game while, you know, Canada's calling the game. And I'm sure Ben will still have great freedom within the game, as he should for a guy who's done what he's done and been around for 17 years. I don't know how that – I'm a little more dubious on how this thing's going to work out, Ron. I'm a little more curious as to whether it might go south.
Well, you are a little more dubious than I am. I do think, again, because they've worked together, I don't think Ben is going to be blindsided by anything that Canada does. I'm sure their communication in the off season is going to be good, and then we'll see how it plays out. No, there's no guarantee it's going to be the perfect marriage, and you know how these things go. When you win, everybody loves each other. Your chemistry is perfect. When you start losing a few games, that family gets divided. So there are no guarantees, but that's not one of my worries. I'm more worried about how they can develop the running game, Bob, let alone how the coaches is going to call it. I think they need to find some better linemen. They need to find a better running back, and I think they need to find a better commitment to the running game. That concerns me more than Ben's relationship with Canada.
But what I think, though, is that this is also Matt Canada's offense right now, where last year was a transition going on, and there may have been some in-season infighting, you know, because Fichtner was the coordinator, Canada's making more of an impression, Tomlin may have deferred to, you know, Canada more. Who knows how that all worked, but what I do know is that Roethlisberger's smart enough to realize how important a run game can be in terms of making him more efficient, in terms of making them a better team. So I think that will be no problem. Now, we'll see as the season goes on. But I think because it's likely Ben's last year here, he wants to go out as a winner more than anything else. He's talked about wins, Joe, his entire life. Wins trump personal stats. And I know a lot of people think Ben's about he's about winning more than anything, I think.
Well, yes, but the question becomes, how does he think, what is the best route toward winning? And like a lot of athletes, he may think it's me. It's throwing the ball. I mean, you look at his numbers.
I don't think at 39 he thinks the same way that he did 5 to 8 years.
We thought that
ago.
Way last year, for sure, maybe for good reason.
But again, there were things happening
that
in season, though, Joe.
Right.
I don't know what happened in season with the transition of philosophies potentially going on in mid-season. I don't know.
Point being, he clearly thought he was the best way toward winning last year, and he might have been right, by the way, if the choice was that offensive line and a running game compared to Ben throwing it every down. He might have been right, but I'm just saying Ben may still think that way. A lot of athletes do. That Russell Wilson certainly thinks that way, right? I mean, he was allowed to throw the ball all over the field, and he still didn't think it was enough in Seattle. You know, these guys think that their way is the best way, and we need to throw it a lot to win. So I'm not convinced you're going to see like a totally balanced offense next year. I don't know how this is going to play out with him in Canada. It's going to be very interesting to me. Canada's never done this, Bob. Do we know what his offense is going to look like? When I saw it at its very best against Clemson on that day for Pitt, there's no way that offense translates to the NFL. That offense was predicated on tons of misdirection, tons of play fakes, having your quarterback at least be a threat to move around, which Ben is not. I mean, it doesn't seem to me like a great marriage between what Canada likes to do best and what Ben is capable of. That doesn't mean it can't work. I'm just really curious to see how it is going to work.
Well, I don't think it's going to be all one or all the other. I don't think it's going to be Canada demanding this, 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 and this with no regard to what the quarterback wants to do. And I don't think it's going to be Ben saying, you know, screw the offense. I'm going to do what I want to do. I think they can work together for the good of the team. And I agree with Bob at this point that all Ben wants to do is win. This might be this probably is going to be his last kick at the can, if you will. So I think there can be some give and take there. I don't think it all has to be one way or the other, Bob.
No, I think at 39, he's a different quarterback than he was, you know, 8 years ago. And I think he, philosophy-wise, will change with what the plan will be. But I think that's a great point you bring up, Joe, that Matt Canada hasn't done this at this level before. And you're dealing with a lot more egos all throughout the roster than he did in college. And let's not forget that he went to LSU and they didn't like what he did, and he was out quicker than you can imagine. So, I mean, this is going to be very interesting to watch, the mesh between Ben Roethlisberger, Matt Canada, and how much of it becomes Canada and his fingerprints on this, more so than Roethlisberger taking over as a passer first and run game second. But again, if they can't block better than they did last year, you don't need to, you know, to do anything else but watch the run plays that were called from weeks 6 through 10, I would say. That, to me, was the time when they discovered they couldn't block anymore for whatever reason, and it wasn't working. So then they merged into what they, you know, turned out to be a short passing game, Joe. They got to do better than that. It has to be a physical. That's what was lacking to me, a physicality on the offensive line. They were being pushed around in the trenches, and you can't survive that way, no matter who you are.
Agreed. I agree with that for sure. We all know Ben. I mean, come on. If a game plan doesn't go well in the first half, he's very liable, as he did last year, to his credit, by the way, on numerous occasions, to scrap it and say, no, we're going to something else. And I think that's actually an advantage of having a guy around for this long, is he's capable of doing that, but it can also go too far in that direction. It's just a very, very delicate balance. And especially, I would think it would be especially delicate with a coordinator who's never done it before. Bob.
No, I agree. And we're going to watch it play out, because it's hard to say. You can say whatever you want now. It's how it works in season, when
in
moments
game,
get
yes.
testy, in game, all
right.
of this kind of. What's that?
No, go ahead. I agree.
No, you know, whatever we say now doesn't matter. It's how they develop as a relationship. And Ron, I think that's to be determined, but I think they're going to do everything in their power to turn this lackluster last place run offense into something that can be at least something worth keeping a defense honest. Last year there was none of that. They knew exactly what was coming all the time, and that's why what was at first successful short passing game became much too predictable.
Well, they better get it turned around, or Ben's going away party and Canada's first year going to end in a disaster if you can't run the ball any better. So will they all be on board for it? You know, again, when you win, it's easy to be on board. The challenge will be if you start losing some games, then maybe not everybody likes each other as much. So it is going to be fascinating to watch, Joe. There's no question.
It is, and I have a higher opinion of them right now than you two, but I'm also very, very open to the idea that it could be a disaster. Next season could be a disaster. I think there's potential there for that, too. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey, Kia Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer, locations in Wexford, North Huntington, and Uniontown. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Our out-of-office report brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture. Speaking of the younger players on the Steelers and the immediate future here, the Steelers website has a very interesting piece up by Bob Labriola that has made a headline on Pro Football Talk. I'll tell you what that is next in regard to Chase Claypool. It's Cook and Joe and Bob.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.